Hello, welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for being here. How's it going, Haley, now that it's March? It's your birthday month?
Birthday month. Yes, it's my birthday month. It's going good. Mm-hmm. Nothing super exciting has happened yet. It's just
Pisces season.
Yeah, it's Pisces season. And I feel like I love my birthday month. And now that I share it with Kale, like, I just think it's so fun to, like, celebrate both of us.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
March is, like, birthday month for me. I have 3 of my 4 siblings have their birthdays in March. And also, like, 4 of my best friends have birthdays in March. So
crazy.
It's just a lot going on.
Yeah. I have a lot of people in my life that have birthdays in March, too. It's so interesting, but I'm excited. I am not like doing any gifts this year for myself, to be quite honest with you. Last year when Vince was deployed, pretty much every paycheck we got, I bought myself something. So I'm feeling like I don't really need anything materialistic. Well, I shouldn't say materialistic because the things I'm getting myself are still materialistic, but they're more like... Okay, so I'm getting Botox again. Just like tagging that onto my birthday.
Wait, when did you get it last?
I got it last in November, like the very end of November.
Okay, yeah. So like 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm hoping this will get me through to like the fall time. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And then I'm getting my hair done. And then I haven't told you this.
Okay, I'm scared.
I haven't really told anyone.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting my belly button pierced.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so Y2K of you.
I know. So hear me out. Okay. I've always wanted to get my belly button pierced, like ever since I was in junior high school. Like Who didn't, honestly? But then that kind of like faded. You know, like I never thought about it again. Uh-huh. But then after I had Kale, I got like really bad belly button wrinkles, but mm-hmm. they're like at the top of my belly button. So they're in like a really weird spot to where like every time I wear like high-waisted jeans, it like pushes them up. And so they're like really visible. If mm-hmm. I'm like not wearing anything, they're not as noticeable. But I like was reading a Reddit forum, like, I don't know, several months ago. And I was just like, what do people do aside from like a tummy tuck to help with belly button wrinkles? And there was like a bunch of random things. But then someone was like, oh, like I just have belly button wrinkles like on the top of my belly button. And I got a belly button piercing and like now I don't have belly button wrinkles. And in my mind, I was like, well, I've always wanted to get it anyway. Mm-hmm. So... I mean, literally nobody knows. Like my mom listens to the pod. My sisters listen to the pod. They don't know. I haven't told anyone. The only people that know are like you, Marina, Bailey, who are like also my best friends, and then Vince. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And now everyone.
Well, all, you know, I don't know how many of you listen, but whoever you all are.
Now the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the whole world. So that's anyway, exciting. I'm excited. I'm going to Groovy Peach, which is... It's like, yeah, it's called Groovy Peach Piercing or something like that.
Where is it?
They have a South Jordan location and an Orem location. Mm-hmm. But it's very cutesy, hollow needle, of course.
Of course.
And because can't really do it any other way. Ooh, so I'm scared.
You're getting a gun in the belly button.
I'm scared. But it'll be good. I'm going on a cruise in April and I really just am like excited.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
Do a cute little piercing. So
yeah,
anyway, so I'm getting that. That's like probably my actual birthday gift because that's what I want. But
fun.
Yeah, so that's fun. My like not as amazing life update, it's not really that big of a deal, but today my children, they decided to get my laundry detergent to take it down to the basement where all their toys are.
Oh, no.
Which by the way, they don't even go down and play with those toys ever. They literally go and dump them out, leave them, and walk back upstairs. Like, they don't play down there. They're too, like, scared or whatever. But they decided to take my laundry detergent, my Method laundry detergent, which isn't, like, the cheapest.
Yeah.
And they poured it in all of their buckets, dishes, the whole thing.
Oh, no.
So I literally need to get, like, some sort of, like, shop vac, like, wet dry vac. To go get it out of my floors.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So That's just amazing.
Door creaking. My husband's sneaking in.
There's a ghost in Chelsea's house.
Oh, and Chet. Perfect. Okay, so anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So about 3 days ago.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Maybe a little longer than that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I went into my laundry room and there was laundry detergent like all over my floor. And I'm like, it's like under my dryer a little bit, like all over my floor. There was a hole in my laundry detergent.
No.
That just like chills on a shelf. Yeah. And so I also just had to clean up like loads and loads of laundry detergent.
It's
so annoying
because it's just like sudsy and thick. And
yes.
Like,
but at least mine was on
like tile or something.
Tile.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Like yours is carpet. So annoying. That's a nightmare. Yeah. It's so annoying. Yeah. Mine's like the bright blue, of course.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a fun surprise, but I'm so sorry.
Yeah. What do you do? Two toddlers. What do you do?
I don't know.
Actually, Vivi's probably not even considered a toddler anymore. When do they stop being considered a toddler?
I think like four.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Sad day. No. What about you? Any life updates?
Life updates. What was I going to say?
Weekly updates.
I don't know. Yeah. So many March birthdays. I literally just spent like our whole life savings on everyone's birthday presents because... Everyone I know has a March birthday.
Yeah. It's an expensive time of year for you.
Yeah. It is. It's like Christmas in March. But yeah, the only real life update I have is my Ivy is finally walking again a little bit. She kind of hobbles more so. But 2 days ago she started walking a little bit. So she just like pushes her little shopping cart around. And I don't know. It's kind of sad. Her leg like shakes. You know,
so sad.
Yeah. After you don't walk that long, yeah, you just kind of lose muscle in your leg. I don't know. But yeah, so, you know, we're on the road to recovery. Hopefully next week things will be a lot better.
Yeah. Poor gal.
Yeah. Yeah. We're making moves. It's okay. It's good. So
some progress. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, nothing too much to report on. But
life.
We do have a lot of pop culture to get into.
Yes, it is pop culture heavy.
Yeah. So before we get into that, though, today's episode, we're doing a little vent sesh. Okay, so we put it out for submissions for you guys to send in anything that you wanted to vent or complain about. But we'll do pop culture first, and then we'll get into those submissions. So.
Okay, so why don't we start with the Oscars?
Perfect.
So the Oscars was on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of like random thoughts about the Oscars. Do we want to talk about like the outfits, the awards, the performances? Ooh.
All of it.
What should we talk about?
Yeah, yeah, all of it.
Okay. Maybe let's start with the awards.
Okay.
So best picture they gave to the movie, is it Anora?
Uh-huh, Anora.
Which I have not seen. Have you seen it?
So I have not seen Anora. This is what happens with majority of the Oscars, okay, every year. Because the Oscars is kind of like indie-ish films.
Yes.
Okay. So I never like end up seeing them really. But I always like to go and like read the plot of each movie.
Okay. Okay.
So I know about majority of them. So
okay.
No, I've not seen Anora, but I know about Anora.
Okay. I mean, it won like so many awards.
It swept.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the predicted movie to win.
To sweep. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. So.
Yeah. So they won Best Picture, and then the lead actress in that, Mikey Madison, I think is how you say it, won Best Actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then Best Supporting Actress was Zoe Saldana in Emilia Perez, which I also have not seen Emilia Perez, okay. But I love Zoe Saldana.
Me too. Love her. And I think she's well-deserving
of
Best Supporting Actress. Would I have loved to see Ariana Grande win? Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I knew Wicked was not going to take a lot of Oscars. I'm glad they won too.
Yeah.
I knew they weren't going to win the big ones. I just feel like Wicked is too like I don't know, like mainstream. Yeah, almost for the Oscars.
Yeah.
But I do love Zoe Saldana. Now, Emily Perez, that movie has been under so much heat that I'm honestly shocked they walked away with anything.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. So the main actress, what is her name? Let me look her up. Okay. So the main actress, Carla Sofia Gascon, I'm probably butchering her last name. Anyway, so she is the first trans woman to ever be nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
But she, and I don't know like too much about this, so please don't quote me, but I know that she basically is like completely canceled at this point because of tons and tons of tweets that have come out from her past and just like racist tweets. She's like a COVID denier. Like there's like so many things. So she got like heavily canceled. Like people were shocked she even attended the Oscars.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, it was a whole thing. And people were also mad because Emilia Perez is like a musical, but you should go look up the songs. Like for it to be up against Wicked is like astonishing because it's crazy. Just not good. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so you know, whatever, but I don't know. It's just surprising that it would be like up against Wicked and people are like surprised they won any Oscars. Zoe Saldana is, she's great. She even said though, in like an interview or something, I can't remember, but she was saying like, oh, it's kind of funny because like I'm kind of like tone deaf. And so for her to like win over Ariana Grande, do you know what I mean?
So interesting.
Yeah. But she's a great actress.
Well, I've been watching Lioness, which Zoe Saldana is like the main female actress in that. And so I'm like on a Zoe Saldana kick right now. So I'm like, I have not seen Emilia Perez, but I do like her in that.
I think but she is the highest paid actress like ever.
Really?
Yeah, because of she's in Avatar.
Yeah.
She's in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like she's in some like big, very big names.
Yeah.
And she's like the leading role in those movies.
I also just think she is so stunning.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And she's so beautiful. I love to look at her.
You know who else is in that movie is Selena Gomez.
Okay, I just looked at, I was looking at the cast too. I'm like, oh, I why have I not heard of this? But again, like these are like, a lot of these are like films that I've like maybe seen like a thing about it, nothing crazy, or like I have never even heard of.
Yeah.
Aside from like Dune, which I actually loved Dune.
I've not actually seen part two.
Oh, it was better than part one in my opinion.
Yeah, we should watch.
Yeah, it's really good. But, and then let's see, best actor went to Adrian Brody and he was the main actor in The Brutalist, which I have not seen, but I've been wanting to see.
Okay. Yeah. Just know there's, so, well, first of all, just know it's a 4-hour movie. There was literally a 15-minute intermission like in the theater for The Brutalist. It's a 4-hour movie. Also,
I only dedicate that amount of time to Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
I know. So it's really long. Also, there's like a very intense scene in that movie. That's all
like,
I'll say.
Sex scene, gory scene.
Yeah, like male on male, R-A-P-E.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Yeah. So just like a very intense scene.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do my research before I go into that one.
Yeah. But I mean,
see if I can handle it.
I mean, apparently it's very good.
Yeah.
Crazy. I think that one was like predicted like second to win Best Picture. I can't remember.
Okay.
You know, next to Anora.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And then best production design was Wicked.
Yeah. Well deserved.
I felt like that was also well deserved. Interesting. Best sound was Dune.
Oh, okay.
And then best original score was The Brutalist.
What does original score mean?
Isn't that like the soundtrack? Not us doing this again this week where we're like, what is this? And then we debate about it like we did with freaking Doctors last week. Let's just look it up. Okay, an original composition of orchestral, instrumental, or choral pieces created to specifically accompany a film. Okay. So, yeah, it's like soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so those were like the awards that stood out to me. There was a lot of other.
Yeah, Wicked also won costume design
awards. Oh, yeah.
And
I didn't see that on the list for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. And then best supporting actor was Kieran Culkin. for a real pain, which I love. I personally love the Culkin brothers.
Yeah, I love Kieran Culkin too.
Yeah, so I'm very happy about that. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, so deserved. I mean, it was a good Oscars, like whatever. I really like to watch the Oscars. I feel sad. I feel sad that like award season is over.
I know, it's so fun season. And it's like, it's fun to see all the outfits. It's fun to see the performances. It's just a fun time.
Yeah.
And they kind of like happen back to back a little bit. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the Oscar performances?
So good. I mean, the Wicked performance.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Not you.
Well, okay. To be honest with you, I did not like Ariana Grande's performance.
Why? I was in tears.
I thought she sounded bad. I listened to it with my headphones in so I could hear it super clearly. She sounded bad.
No.
Yeah. Like no. I saw people raving over it. And so I was like, wow, I'm so excited for this. Because I have been obsessed with her, especially since Wicked.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's such a stunning vocalist. Like there's no doubt about her talent, but she was not on that night. She started off and she ended off. She never got back on.
I thought it was incredible.
Yeah, it did not hit for me the way I was hoping it would, especially because I love that song too. I love that song. Her ruby red dress, however, was stunning in that song.
Oh my gosh, the heel.
Oh my gosh.
The heel on the back.
Incredible.
She was the ruby slipper.
I know, she was.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, but I did not like her vocals.
How refreshing was it to see Ariana Grande in a color?
I know, seriously. Like,
she looked so good.
She's been so washed out for the last 3 years.
I know. And I loved the other dress that she wore. Like I posted that on my story on Instagram. Yes. I love that. I was just like, oh, I love that this dress is just Glinda. Like I love this dress.
Yeah, it was stunning.
But to see her in red, I was like, oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Like she looked so good.
She looked so good. I liked Cynthia's performance. I thought her vocals were amazing, but I didn't like her song choice.
Yeah.
I was like, eh.
Yeah. And I haven't seen that movie.
Lackluster.
The Wiz or whatever.
Yeah, either have I.
Yeah.
Either have I. So maybe people who have seen it and love it, like really loved that performance. I mean, her vocals were amazing, but Defying Gravity, however, was incredible. I cried during it.
So
I thought
good.
It was so amazing. And yeah, I loved it. But
so
I sadly had like weird thoughts about Ariana's performance. I also like thought it was funny. So then they did like the Oscars, like, party, like after party, mm-hmm. whatever, and Chapel Roan and Elton John performed Pink Pony Club mm-hmm. together. It was so silly. It just was so funny to see Elton John in like I don't even know what kind of like cowboy hat it was, but it was so funny to me. But I don't know, that's all I had for performances.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have anything else
Mm-mm.
in that category? What about outfits?
Any
notes? I took screenshots of the ones I liked.
Oh, yeah. Show me. Honestly, I'm just like, Ariana Grande, loved. Already said that. And then.
So mesmerizing, too.
So mesmerizing. So beautiful. Selena Gomez is looking.
I know. Fire.
Fire.
Yeah. It like, was a 10 out of 10.
Slay. And I know, like, her lupus is in remission.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know. But, like, she is looking. Like, her stylist needs a raise.
Truly. Her hair. Her everything.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
The outfits she's been pulling out. I'm just like, oh, okay.
I agree. I thought she looked so good. I don't know if you saw her black dress that she wore to the after party, but that was also stunning. I was like, you are looking so good. What did you think about Cynthia Erivo's?
You know what? I love it.
Because
and this is another thing I'm sad for. I'm sad that it's like the end of Wicked.
I know.
Like, you know, we're not going to see all these like crazy outfits anymore. And like the award season is over for Wicked. Like, it's sad. And I mean, they'll be back for part two.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But
we're going to get a refresh next year.
Yeah. But I liked her outfit because it's just so, you know.
It's just her.
It's just so
and
Wicked.
And Wicked.
I love it.
Yeah, I really liked it too. It's very overstimulating for me to look at for too long, but I do really like it. I thought, I mean, she looks so good.
Yeah, I love the green velvet.
Yeah, me too. Mikey Madison wore this Dior dress.
Uh-huh.
It's like pink in a bow. I actually really like it.
Okay, I like it. And I think she's gorgeous, but there's too much going on with this dress. I'm like, can we take off like the train?
Yeah.
Or the bow. Like, yeah. I want one or one
the
or the
train.
Other.
I think the train is a little much. I actually like the bow.
Okay. Yeah. But like,
but the train
like,
is a little
take
much.
One off or yeah. something. But I think she yeah. looks gorgeous.
Yeah. She's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, you're non conventional beautiful.
Yeah.
What did you think about? So Timothée Chalamet, he wore like a yellow tux.
Oh, love it.
I loved it
butter.
Too.
It's like leather tux.
And I'm actually like, okay, I've never been attracted to Timothée Chalamet. But
he's so not your type.
Just like, I know, but just like lately, like
he's so not your type,
with his
Bailey.
Haircut and like some of these outfits he's been wearing.
You know what? I like, hate to admit
kinda
this.
Kind of cute.
I hate to admit this. I don't think Timothée Chalamet is like hot.
Yeah.
But I do think he's cute and adorable.
Yeah.
But I am loving him and Kylie Jenner
Me
together.
Too.
I think they're perfection. But
Me
I will
too.
Say, I cannot picture him as stepdaddy. I'm so weirded
yeah.
out.
Just, he doesn't give stepdad vibes. That's
I know.
For sure.
When I think about him with the kids, I'm like, what?
Like how?
But I Googled how old he is. He's 29. He's older than her.
He's my age almost.
Yes. You're so young. But like, I know. Please brag about how young you are. He's older than Kylie Jenner, which I was kind of surprised by.
Crazy.
Yeah. But no, I really liked his outfit.
Yeah, me too.
I thought he looked
so
good. Yeah, and I like when the men do something a little different.
Same.
Yeah.
Which brings me to Andrew Garfield.
Oh my. The chocolate suit.
I'm sorry.
He is a
what?
Fine man.
Like, what?
What?
It looks so good.
I know.
I'm just like,
I love.
I don't think I've ever seen him look better.
Yeah, yeah.
Genuinely, you guys, he's wearing this like chocolate brown suit with like a silky top.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Like monochromatic, so good.
And I loved him presenting with Goldie Hawn. That was so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, so precious.
I love Goldie Hawn.
I also thought Gal Gadot looked beautiful. She was wearing a red
has she ever
Prada
not?
I know, she's so stunning. Red Prada dress.
Yeah,
she looked so good.
See, and I also like when women go a little more like simplistic.
Yes,
like hers is so simple that yes. it's just like, oh yeah, so timelessly beautiful.
Yes. So timeless.
Yeah.
Yes. I wasn't a huge fan of Zoe Saldana's. Like,
it's
interesting, but
yeah.
like, I don't know if it's just like the color or like.
No, it's the
know.
Shape. The shape is doing nothing for her.
Yeah.
But
it's like so big up top.
Yeah. yeah.
But then like it gets smaller towards the bottom. It's like a curtain.
But
I don't know.
She looks gorgeous.
I mean, she's beautiful. Yeah. I also did not. Like Miles and Keeley Teller's outfits.
Or you know that's my boy.
I know, but they don't look good.
I'm sorry.
They
I
just
have to disagree.
Don't. I mean,
I think they're
he's
both
literally
stunning.
Wearing the most like basic thing you could ever wear. He looks
but
like he's about to get married.
It's fine. He's perfect.
And she, like, come on.
She looks gorgeous.
I mean, her face is gorgeous. That dress is not.
I
it's
have to
just
disagree.
Not. It's like.
I love them.
Oh yeah, I'm not a fan. I mean, she's stunning, but the dress
yeah,
was not
really
stunning.
Is.
I also thought Elle Fanning's was really interesting. She was wearing like basically a wedding dress.
I feel like Elle Fanning wears the same thing to every award show.
Yeah, maybe I just don't pay attention to her, but I was like, you literally look like you're about to get married, girl.
Yeah, and I really like Elle Fanning, but I'm
yeah.
like, can we get some color on her? Like,
yeah.
I feel like every single award show, it's like whites, creams,
it's
light yellows.
So washed out.
Yeah.
And then how about Adam Sandler in his...
You know Adam Sandler.
Zip up in basketball shorts.
Adam Sandler can do zero
and
wrong in
I
my
know,
eyes.
I know. Same. I
so
love him.
So it doesn't matter.
So
he could show up
funny
naked.
To me.
I'd be like,
I just
yes.
love it. He just has, he just gives zero fucks about Hollywood.
I love him so
like,
much.
Like he just literally does. Like he just doesn't care.
I know.
He's like, I'm just going to show up how I'm going to show up.
I know.
So funny. That's all I had for the Oscars outfits though. It's always so fun to look at. I love it so much.
I am so excited for the Met Gala.
When is that?
It's like May.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Fun. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
We're going to have to, I wish we could like show you guys photos as we were talking because it's just, I don't know. We need visuals on these things. Oh, yeah. Monday, May 5th.
May 5th. Oh, yeah. It's always like, I think the first weekend of May or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Okay. Well, let's move on with pop culture. What's next? What do you want to talk about?
Okay. Let me just get through my like little tiny things and then let's get into Love is Blind.
Okay.
Little tiny things. Chapel Roan has a new release March 13th, the day before my birthday, a single.
Okay.
Very excited because I love her and happy birthday to me. And the song is called The Giver. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay. Just want to throw that out there for any Chapel Roan fans. Also very sad that Michelle Trachtenberg died.
Yeah. They didn't even honor her at the Oscars. No.
They didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, I didn't watch Buffy, but I watched Gossip Girl. Mm-hmm. Love Ice her. Princess. And Ice Princess. I just showed Vivi that last winter and she loved it. And I love it's Ice so Princess. Good. But did you see that like her family declined to do an autopsy and like her death is still undetermined?
No, I had seen that her death was undetermined, but I also heard that like she had a liver transplant and like that's why they think she died is because her body like rejected the liver transplant.
I had seen that too, but something. Then like,
I don't know.
I did more research and I was like, that sounds sketchy.
It's very sad. I feel like every time a celebrity dies, it's kind of just like, huh?
Yeah.
Like
especially so young.
I know.
It's, like 39.
It's really
that's
sad.
So young. It's so sad. Anyway, so just wanted to shout her out. Loved her so much. And then have you ever seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians?
Of course.
They're doing a TV series.
No, really?
Yeah, they just announced it.
On what?
I didn't say. I just said it was in the works.
Okay. Well, fun.
So kind of fun. I loved that movie.
Yeah, the
so
movie's good.
I'm excited. And then the last little thing I had was that Katy Perry is going to space. Okay. So she left American Idol and I thought it was to like be with her family, but like she's actually going to space with Jeff Bezos on his rocket. Like dead serious, dead ass serious.
For how long? Like,
I don't know.
Don't you go to space for like years or something?
I think so. I thought so.
Sorry. Do you not have to be like a trained astronaut? Like, I'm so confused.
I don't know. That's all the information I have. It's confirmed she's going to space on Jeff Bezos's rocket.
Okay.
So I just had to say. It's just so wild to me.
I love that for her. That's fun.
So interesting. Okay. Are you caught up on Love is Blind?
Of course.
Yes. I caught up today. Okay. Literally.
Good.
Where do you want to start?
Okay. Okay. Why are we an outfit rating podcast right now? They just dropped the Love is Blind reunion looks today. Can we please go to Instagram and take a look?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so interesting.
Heading over.
I think if you go to the Bachelorette, they posted up.
Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Okay. Lauren is looking gorgeous.
Oh yeah, she had a glow up. It was like when Micah showed up at the reunion and she had a glow up.
100%. But Lauren is looking fire. Yeah, Dave is going to.
Yeah, her dress. Wasn't like, oh my gosh, her dress like amazing, but it looks good on her.
Yeah.
And I think you can never go wrong with like black. Like
it's like I was saying, like simple.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Like she looks stunning.
Yeah, she looks
gorgeous.
Her
hair looks so good.
Dave, however, so ugly.
Yeah, he does not look good.
He does not look good.
I was so shaken up by Mads' look.
Who?
Madison.
Let me find her. Are we in different orders?
In different orders. Dang it.
Oh, wow. This is a very interesting dress.
I'm just like, what is going on? Did you order that off Shein?
She is such like a risk-taken girl, you know?
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. I don't like that dress. Yeah. But she looks gorgeous.
I mean, yeah. Her face and hair look really good.
I think Madison is one of the prettiest girls Love is Blind has ever cast on.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. She is just so stunning.
Yeah.
Alex, however, looks blah. He's wearing green.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Well, it's just gross now that we know all we know about
him. I know. So. Yeah, we hate him. We should just never say his name ever on this podcast ever again. Yeah, what do you think about Taylor?
You know what? I don't like love a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
But I love Taylor.
I do love Taylor too. Her boobs look good.
Yeah.
But they do look
nice.
Can I say that?
Yes,
is that
of course.
Like a nice thing to say? Yeah. She just wears too much makeup though.
I just love her. It's like hard for me to say anything bad about her because I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her too.
Ew, what about Ben? I just scrolled past Ben. I don't know. There's something weird.
Ben looks stupid.
There's something off about him for me.
No, he looks like a goober.
We are so judgy right now.
I know. We're being so mean. Okay, you know who looks good, though?
Who?
Daniel.
Daniel,
my boy. He looks
good. Yeah, he does.
Like, that's a good...
I'm really hoping he and Taylor are together.
They better be. I will be really sad if they're not.
I know.
What about Virginia?
The mustache is good.
The mustache is good.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah, I like that.
I think so too. What about Virginia?
Virginia.
She's wearing purple.
Yeah. Oh, and her hair is short. Yeah. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love Virginia.
I do too. I think she's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. The purple is such a good color on her.
I think so too. I think hers is actually my favorite dress.
Yeah.
It's like, really honestly, pretty. I would wear that.
And then
it's
there's
very pretty.
Devin, and his outfit
and
is very weird.
Stupid.
Yeah.
These men. I'm like, what are you wearing?
Very weird. Sarah looks good.
Yeah. She looks super good too. She is wearing like
that dress
leather.
Is fun. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like leather and super fitted and then like lace on one like high leg. It looks really, really good. And her hair looks good too.
I kind of wish she had a necklace or something, but she looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Because she has a very long neck and like a long like.
Yeah.
Body.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Who else we got? Monica.
Monica.
I don't like this dress.
No.
But she looks gorgeous. Yeah. And red looks good on her. I just don't like that dress very much.
Yeah. The top
why,
of it.
Why did Joey feel the need to bring his, what is it?
Longboard.
A penny board? Like,
penny
what the hell
board.
Is that? Like,
is it a penny board? It's a penny board.
I don't know. I but think. Why? Why?
I don't know. I'm in a stupid ass Hawaiian shirt.
So ugly.
I mean, it's definitely him, but I'm like, how do you stand next? Okay, first of all, why are they clashing colors so bad? She's wearing red and he's wearing maroon or burgundy, whatever
you're
that color
right.
is.
You're right. Ew.
So weird. Okay, then there's Molly.
Okay.
Struggle bus.
Yeah, that dress is not very good.
Yeah, it's struggle busing.
The color looks really pretty on her.
Yeah.
I will say.
She looks so good in like a teal blue, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that dress looks like, I don't even know. I don't even know. Something from Wild Fable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Very interesting. Mason looks like Mason. And
yeah.
Then we have Meg, who she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a jumpsuit or is that a dress?
It's a dress.
Okay. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
She looks good. And that color is really nice on her too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think she looks good. She looks better.
All right. Well, yeah.
Well, now that we roasted everything they wore, it's just interesting because with Love is Blind, I mean, it's such a big show. You would think they would have like stylist for them or something, but like every year there's like one person that I think looks really good and everybody else, I'm like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Like what are we wearing? Like, it's so confusing to me, but anyway,
they probably do just let them like free ball it.
No, they do. Yeah. You know, they do.
Yeah.
But I mean, excited for the reunion. It'll be good. I mean, obviously, I'm most super excited for the weddings this week.
Me too.
Yeah. Because they're the so day after, excited. I believe, this episode releases. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget that we're Thursdays now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have like too many notes on like the couples this
week.
My biggest note is on like the Dave, Lauren, Holly situation.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I did not like love Holly in the pods. I thought she was kind of annoying, like whatever.
Yeah.
She
Wait, Molly.
Molly. Am I saying Holly?
Yes.
So sorry.
Molly. I was like, wait, hold on.
So sorry.
Molly.
Molly. I did not like love Molly in the pods. Okay. But she is such a girl's girl.
I know.
And
love to see it.
Love to see the girls sticking up for Lauren. Love to see them calling out Dave. And like, someone had brought this to my attention that like, oh, it was my friend Courtney. She'd brought this to my attention that maybe if she had like seen Dave and like liked what she'd seen, maybe like this would have gone a different direction.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, it's going the direction it's going. And yeah. I just love how she's just like sticking up for Lauren. And then there was Taylor sticking up for Lauren, and everyone is just calling out Dave.
Yep.
There's always one guy on the season of Love is Blind who's just like trash.
I know.
This season it's Dave.
It's just like so crazy the way he like emotionally manipulates her.
Yeah.
And we're all just watching it, and he genuinely thinks he's the good guy and the one that everyone should feel bad for.
I know.
It's so wild to me. He has it so twisted in his head. He even said to Molly, like, I'm usually the one that has to defend myself. And I'm like, dude, you still do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. And then Molly was like, well, like, Dave, when's the last time you slept with someone? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. There's no way he doesn't remember that. I'm sorry. No, I refuse to believe that it was anything less than 3 months. Mm-hmm. Longer than 3 months.
Yeah.
Refuse to believe.
Yeah.
So it's just like crazy to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And also when he was apologizing to her, he was so drunk. When he was apologizing to Lauren.
He's like slurring his words.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, this doesn't count. Like, you're so drunk. You're just in your feels.
It's just
like,
embarrassing for him. I really hope they roast him and call him out at the reunion, because they never do.
They never do.
Yeah. Because
who was it last time with freaking Chelsea? What was his name? The bald guy, but he just got hair implants. Yeah. Yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never call out the guys at the reunion. And like, why is the Love is Blind reunion always like so vanilla?
I know.
Give us more. Ask the questions.
They better do it good this time.
Yeah.
But, oh, you know what else was a super red flag?
What?
So when she asked him after he had left all night long, she was like, where were you? He was like, well, we were at so-and-so ball, Nolo or something like that, bar for a sec. And then the conversation went on. And then she was like, so wait, what bar did you say you were at? He was like, oh, we were at like Nolo. And then we did end up going and just like stopping by the basement bar. I hate when people like, they don't give you the actual answer
like
until
the full
story.
Until
you press again. It's such a red flag. And then like Molly's like, well, yeah, I heard there was like a girl all over him at the basement bar. And it's like, okay, so there's a lot more to that story that I'm sure will come out. But I just hate when it's like they don't give the right answer right away. I just think it's such a red flag.
He's just trash.
Yeah. Oh, and him saying he didn't want to waste his sister's time by introducing Lauren to her.
Dude.
The fuck?
This
are we serious right now?
Situation is just out of this world.
Have you seen his sister's Instagram?
Seen
what she looks like?
No.
It's really interesting.
I didn't know anyone had found her.
Yeah, I had to like deep dive.
I hope Dave and his sister are so happy together. Like, yeah.
It's so weird.
They just deserve each other, don't they?
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
So obviously the episode had ended on Sarah and Ben's wedding.
Oh yeah. I actually think they'll say yes.
You think?
I do.
They'll say yes.
I do think they are one of the couples that might like say yes. And they would surprise me if they said yes, actually. But that's kind of why I think they will.
Yeah.
I also, I kind of think Devin and Virginia will say yes.
Yeah.
And here's my thing with them is, so obviously she asked for a prenup.
Yeah.
And I think she's obviously very smart to ask for a prenup with him. And I know he's kind of weirded out about it, which I think like most people are if they're asked for a prenup. But I actually think it's a good sign she's asking him for one. For him, because I think like if she were like not serious about him and wasn't like actually considering marrying him and saying yes, like why would you even feel the need?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think like her asking him for a prenup is being like, okay, like, you know, we are actually going to try to go through with this.
Yeah.
So I actually think it's a good sign that she's asking him for one.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that they are going to both say yes. I think this whole prenup thing was kind of like Love is Blind's way of like being like, ooh, are they going to make it or not? But really, it's like not that big of a deal. Yeah. I only think he thought it was a big deal when his family did. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I just don't really understand. Like, I mean, it's just interesting because like they both have their individual careers. Mm-hmm. So like I don't really know why he would have like a problem with her having a prenup. I think it's one thing if like, let's say there's like a guy that wants to marry a girl and he wants her to stay at home and raise their kids, but then has this prenup where like, oh, well, if we get divorced, you get nothing. I have an issue with that because I'm like, it's hard if like a woman doesn't have any sort of financial security afterwards or something like that, right? Like that type of a situation. But I'm like, when they're both like well into their careers, like, I don't know. And honestly, it's going to be her career that gets set back when they have kids. So I don't know. I just think it's like kind of weird that he would like have an issue with it. But I do think it was mostly like his family that was kind of like influencing that, or it was just like production.
Which is so like Devin, because I just feel like he's not mature enough to like have his own opinion
I know.
Something. So he like needs his family to spell it out for him.
Yeah. He does.
So Devin.
She's going to help him grow up, because I think he actually is a good guy. I just think he does have, like you said, just kind of like some immature tendencies.
Yeah.
And I really think, I mean, I think he's definitely marrying up, and I think she will help him evolve a lot. I don't know.
We could have started with that reunion look.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think it's important for people to agree politically who get married?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know people who are married that like don't agree politically, and some of them, it's like totally fine. I think the way they handle it's like great. But I do just think like anytime in marriage when you're on the same page, it just makes things easier. But again, I feel like he's such an impressionable like person that I feel like what it's going to be is she's just going to be like, yeah, this is how I feel about it. She's going to explain why, and he's just going to kind of float to her side of beliefs. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, but
I agree.
I actually like think Ben Sarah's, and Sarah. Yeah. Going back, I actually think Sarah's going to say no.
You do?
Yeah, I do. And I hope she says no.
Yeah.
Also, the music she was walking down the aisle to sounded like graduation music.
Oh.
It was like, da, 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 da. Like literally. I'm not even kidding. So stupid. But I actually think she's going to say no.
Well, yeah, my prediction. I hope also she says no.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I just like, I can like see them saying yes.
Or I think
something.
She's so in love with him.
I know. She seems like she really likes him, even though it's like when he's speaking, it looks like she does not like what he's saying.
But no,
then
I know.
But then they do like the little like private interviews with them. And she's like, he's just so great. He's everything I've ever wanted. And it's like, really? You look like you hate everything that comes out of his mouth.
I know. No, I agree. I'm like, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But I think if she can think logically at all for a sec, she'll say no. But you can tell she's very invested in him. But
yeah,
kind of hope she says no.
Well, yeah. This week is weddings, so
yeah,
very excited. And then
so excited.
Do they do the reunion the week after?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Usually they don't even announce the reunion until like after the weddings have aired. So I don't know if they've announced it yet or not. But
yeah, I don't think they have.
Yeah,
so.
I think it because sometimes it's even like a month later.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, and then I just have notes on The Bachelor, because guess who watched The Bachelor this week?
Good job, Chelsea.
Me. Are we proud?
So proud.
Yeah. So
what do you think?
Okay, so, well, I thought the best part of the whole episode was Joey. Because Joey showed up at the end.
Him and his yellow eyes.
He's so beautiful. He's so damn adorable. I love him so much.
I know. I love him too.
It's just like such a joy to see Joey anytime.
Yeah.
It's perfect. So that was best part of the whole episode. But it was hometowns this week. And it was good. Like it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about each individual hometown.
Okay.
So we'll start with Juliana because she was first.
Okay.
And first of all, can we talk about how gorgeous these girls are?
Oh, I know.
I mean, I haven't been watching the season, so I haven't been looking at them. But every single one that came on, I was like, we're stunning. Like,
yeah,
wow, amazing.
Genuinely has like a beautiful final four.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So Juliana, perfect. I want to date her.
I know.
And taking him to make pizza.
I know.
Like, it looks so good.
Yeah, her date was fun.
Yeah, it looked so fun.
And I loved the, like, pizza guy, the shop owner. He was, like, so, like, family, dad, protective vibes. It was cute.
Yeah, it was fun. Her family, they were so nice.
I know.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
And also, so... I mean, not to get into like Latia right away, but like this is like the first time, and maybe like I'm just like not remembering, but I feel like usually when people do hometowns, like the whole entire extended family is not there. Like I was shocked that like two of the hometowns had like whole entire like extended
big,
families.
Big families.
Yeah, like 30 plus people.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was kind of surprising to me, but
yeah,
I really liked to watch her hometown. I thought dad was so cute, so nice.
He was just like, I love the guy. Like he was so supportive, so nice.
So cute, so nice.
Yeah, her mom was beautiful.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I thought it was good and great.
Yeah. What do you think about like their connection now that you, because you didn't watch like a couple episodes in between. So like, what do you think about their connection?
I think my thoughts may be influenced by like what you told me last week.
Okay. Yeah.
But as I was watching, so between Juliana and Latia, like it just felt more natural the way he can like just like continue to like look at them and like make eye contact and like things just don't seem like awkward. Like in particular, I thought things seemed the most awkward with Zoe.
Yeah.
When they were like walking at the beginning of their date and like holding hands and like they would be talking to each other and looking at each other and he would kind of like just like look away. Like
I don't know. The body language isn't the same.
Yeah. So I noticed a lot of difference between Juliana who was first and then Zoe who was second. And Zoe girl, like why did we have to show up in a wedding dress? I just feel like that is just like gonna immediately kill it.
Yeah.
I feel like when you show up in a wedding dress before you're engaged, it's like, picture me as your bride.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no.
And then it's like, if he doesn't, it's just so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's like such bad secondhand cringe.
I know. Ooh. Yeah. So yeah. But you know, her family, I thought seemed okay. They weren't rude to him. They were definitely like so excited to see her. And like, I felt like not really caring about him too much.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's my only thoughts on them, really.
Yeah, I don't really have any thoughts on them, honestly.
Yeah. Latia, I was kind of sad they went to Wyoming and not Utah.
I know, me too. I was looking forward to like just seeing things in Utah.
Just Utah. It's just fun to get some Utah representation.
I know. Yeah. And so if I'm understanding correctly, though, her family does live in Utah, right? But they're like they have a home in Wyoming, like a extended family home type situation in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Seems like it's some sort of cabin that all the extended family can go use. And it's like special because her grandma passed away or something like that.
Yeah. She was saying, I think her grandma used to live there.
Which Star Valley is so beautiful. Vince actually used to go like drill up in that area. And it is so pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to live there.
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous.
So gorgeous. But I agreed. I was like, oh, I'm sad to not be seeing like downtown Salt Lake or something. But
Yeah. But also her family, I thought seemed very accepting, super nice. Dad was super nice. And grandpa, so super nice and cute.
Oh my gosh. Grandpa was so precious.
Yeah. So
precious.
I thought, you know, I thought all was well. I expected it to be a little more juicy. They obviously, that was their opener of the episode.
Yeah.
So, you know. But
I was actually really surprised, pleasantly surprised, that her family didn't like grill him more on like his beliefs or like what, like, I don't know, like what they envision like him being as like a partner for her. Like, I just feel like they were very, which as they should and as every parent and family should, they were just like, she's ready to get married. And if this is who she's choosing, like, we trust her.
Yeah.
And like, I think they could tell Grant seems like a really nice guy and they do have some like foundational things that are the same. But I was like very pleasantly surprised to like see, especially how her dad and mom interacted with him. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was refreshing. And I feel like they made him feel really comfortable, which I was really happy to see, just because like I hate to feel uncomfortable walking into group settings and like knowing he could have walked into something really awkward. Yeah. I was like having anxiety for him about this episode. But they were the most Mormon family at the same time. It was so cracking me Mormon. Up. Their outfits, the dirty soda, the 5 million cousins. Like it just made me laugh so hard. I loved it though. Like yeah. it was just funny. But I also thought it was interesting. Her mom talking about this. I actually really liked this. So she said, like, I'm really nervous because like, I'm not going to sleep with Grant in the fantasy suites, but I also like, don't want him to sleep with other women in the fantasy suites. And like, her mom was basically like, you need to like not decide how you feel about something until it actually happens. Mm-hmm. And like, I just thought her mom gave her such good advice.
Yeah.
And I was like really surprised by the advice that she was giving. Cause I would kind of think like she would be like, yeah, like if he sleeps with another woman, like especially coming from a religious background, like, yeah, that's probably a bad sign. But it's like, no, she was like very, I don't know. I just feel like it was a very like refreshing take on it. And I agreed with her mom and yeah. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved watching it.
It was good.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
And then who else is it?
Dina. And poor, poor Dina. Like,
yeah.
This, it was tragic. Has there ever been a family that hasn't like showed up to hometowns?
Not to my understanding. The weirdest hometown that I could think of
is Dean.
Was Dean.
Yeah. 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 Like,
and that was just so odd and so, but I mean, we still met.
Yeah, we still met the family.
Yeah.
You know, they were supportive and very strange. But yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen like a family not show up to hometowns. And so I felt so bad for her. And it's just like, I was so hoping he wasn't going to send her home.
I know.
After that. Like, I was just like, you know, keep yeah. her around.
Yeah.
Send Zoe home.
I know.
I felt no connection with him and Zoe. Like, whatever. I know. But I get it. That would be really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and like, why was it his first time at a pumpkin patch? Like, did Grant have no childhood?
He really had no childhood, truly.
Yeah. And like, her bringing around all her like super hot friends.
I know.
Like, the friends were so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm glad she had her friends there to do her hometown yeah. with her, because her family decided to not show up. And then, yes, at the end of the episode, Dina was sent home. So
yeah,
we have our fantasy suite gals, Latia, yep. Zoe, and Juliana. So yes, I'll be watching fantasy suites. And then what is it? Fantasy suites, women tell all, and then the finale. So
yep,
three more episodes to go.
I know, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm excited though.
Yeah, but it was good. I was surprised by how good I thought the episode was.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'll have to watch the ending, but
yeah, it'll be, I'm invested enough now, so
yeah.
Also, I missed one more little thing. American Idol is coming on March 9th, which I love American Idol, and Carrie Underwood is joining the panel. So
oh, she is?
Yep.
Good.
So, it'll be good.
As someone who has won American Idol should do.
I know, right?
Yeah.
She's so stunning.
I have not watched American Idol in like 20 years, I swear.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching again when Katie, Lionel, and Luke like got it. What am I trying to say?
Yeah,
got
yeah.
it started again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been really good ever since. So it's been just as good. Well, okay. Not as good, but almost as good as when it was Simon Paul.
No,
and Randy.
Could yes. never, could never.
Well, back then you could get away with like making fun of people a yeah. lot more.
Right.
Whereas now it's like more serious about like the actual talent.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we get into our submissions today?
Yeah, let's talk about what you guys had to vent about.
Yeah, we wanted to let you guys vent a little bit, and you know, we want to validate you.
Yeah, perfect.
So
I'll just have you read them, Chels.
Okay.
So we can stay in order.
All right. Sounds good. First one. I am so sick of Ozempic and how it's making everyone anorexic and scary looking. Okay. Well, first of all, let's not throw out the word anorexic. Not me saying I want to validate you and then shaming you.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I would be lying if I said I hadn't thought about getting on Ozempic.
I mean, I think a lot of people have with how like crazy popular Ozempic has gotten.
It's crazy popular. Here's what I'll say about Ozempic. Okay. I mean, I've thought about it, but I'm never going to get on Ozempic just because I don't know what the long-term effects of Ozempic are. And that scares me. But I do think that like a GLP-1, like if you need a GLP-1 to lose weight and you do it the right way and you're eating all your protein and you're working out and you're not just like not eating anything and sitting around and just like letting yourself waste away, then I do actually think like a GLP-1 is like very beneficial to a lot of people's weight loss journey and like becoming healthier. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think a lot of people don't like Ozempic because they don't want to see people take the easy way out. And, you know, I think both are, you know, I can like validate both sides. So
I think honestly, like, yeah, I think what you were describing is just such a rare percentage of people.
Yeah.
Most people are going to be getting on Ozempic because they feel like they can't do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because they've like tried things and it hasn't worked, or they just haven't figured out like what has worked for their body. But I mean, I just think if you're not doing it in the way that you described, like you really are just going to be left like skin and bones. Mm-hmm. Like it decreases your bone density. So like if you are not actively building muscle while on it, which is really hard to do because of the effects of it, and especially if you're not eating properly, like you are just like genuinely killing yourself. So like I just wish people would take the risks of it more seriously. Like it's not worth it to lose weight and be left so unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And like majority of people that I know who have taken it, that is what has happened. And so I just wish there was more like education around it. And I wish the doctors that were prescribing it could really help people see like, okay, this is like what you need to be doing if you want to be on it. And if you can't do this, then I'm not going to prescribe it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just getting like handed out.
It is. It's getting handed out like candy. So yeah. And I mean, I've been on my own weight loss journey. When I got to certain weights, it got more motivating for me to continue my weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. So I also understand like wanting to like get down to a certain weight and for it to be like, okay, this is my motivation to like stay here and maintain.
Yeah.
But I also think there's something to be said about genuinely like learning the habits and learning your body and doing it on its own. That's like so powerful if you can. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's more sustainable. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really interesting. We're in like this Ozempic craze and it's like really interesting to watch like celebrities and people online take it and like how it makes them look. But yeah, mostly if anyone's like interested in trying it, I just hope they like really educate themselves on the long-term risks associated with it.
Mm-hmm, I think
there
so
are
too.
Some scary ones.
Yeah.
There are some scary ones.
I think it's, yeah, like we've said, very important to do it the right way.
Yeah.
So I get it. Okay, next one. The camo trend is so ugly, like WTF. And you know what? I am going to validate you so hard on this because I think it's ugly too. As someone who grew up in a family who hunts and lives that outdoor life and wears camo for what it is meant to be worn for, I'm just not understanding like the fashion trend.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it.
It really caught me off guard at first. I was like, what is this? I've seen some cute things with it, mm-hmm. but it's rare. Like for instance, there's this girl that goes to my gym and like every week I'll see her wearing these like camo sweats. Mm-hmm. And they're not like army camo, they're like hunting camo.
Yeah.
And they look cute on her, but I just think it's like a very rare thing that I've seen that looks cute, but like I don't see myself ever putting it on my body. And I think most of the time it looks just interesting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
On my favorite pattern.
If you I love that for you. I just, you won't catch me wearing it. And
yeah.
I don't think that trend's sticking around very long.
No,
so
it's going to be very short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I'm on my period. That's all. And honestly, so valid.
Yeah. It's the only excuse you need.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Are you more psycho on your period or the week before your period?
I am pretty psycho, I would say 3 days before my period ish. Okay. And then like the first 2 days of my period are always.
Yeah. That's little, like you're in the danger zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's crazy what it can do to your hormones. That is for sure.
Yes, I get it. Okay, next one. Life is super hard right now. Deployments suck. I feel like I have hit every bad luck jackpot since my hubby left. And you know what? I feel that deep inside my soul. And I'm so sorry. And whoever you are, reach out.
Yeah, seriously. They do suck. Deployments suck. And the deployment curse is real.
Like, it's real.
It's so real.
Yeah, not Haley's entire house, like breaking.
Well. House, car, body, life, everything. Body, broken, life. Broken. Dead. But my only like word of advice to this person is to just remember that like this is your life to live too. So mm-hmm. like you genuinely can like, I mean, I definitely like wallowed in my misery a lot, but I also like really tried to like remember that like I wasn't just like created to sit around and like be miserable while mm-hmm. my husband was deployed. Like I had to pull myself out of it and find some joy and value in that time. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah. You have to like make the best of it and you have to like pray whatever that good things will come out.
Yeah.
Like even though there's lots of bad things going on around you.
Yeah.
You have to like hope that good things will come out of it.
Yeah.
And that time will end.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Wishing you the best.
Yes. Okay. This next one. House prices, grocery prices, mortgage interest rates, needing a bigger house and feeling like I need to sell body parts to achieve it. And friends who talk shit. All the worst things should be on a vent session for sure.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah. And I get it. The house prices, the grocery prices in and of itself.
Yeah.
Why is it costing me $300 a week to support my family of four?
And okay. That's just for like, not, you're not like living the high life. Like no, that's just for like.
It's a Walmart.
Basics. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It really is. Like every time I go, I'm not less blown away by how expensive everything is. It's wild. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just like, I just feel like there's going to be some point where, I mean, I don't know how many of you who listen live in Utah, but I'm just like, I just feel like there's some point where I'm going to be like pushed out of Utah because Utah is just astronomical. They don't pay people anything. The job market here is horrific. They literally just had to pass a law in Utah that they're going to start fining companies for putting out that they are hiring when they're actually not. They're just like putting it out there just to hoard applications. Mm-hmm. And it creates this ghost job market. So people are spending hours a day applying for jobs to literally companies that aren't hiring.
Yeah.
And so Utah's literally going to start fining companies that they find are doing that.
Yeah, good.
And it's just, it's crazy. It's just a weird, like, I don't know. It's a very frustrating place to live right now financially, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's how it feels everywhere. I don't know because I only live here. But I just feel like it's very hard for anyone right now to feel like they're like getting ahead in life.
It really is. And to sell the body parts to achieve it. Like I totally, you literally feel like you have to like,
do I need to donate my eggs?
No, literally. Genuinely. Like, genuinely, truly.
Do I need to become a surrogate? Like, I don't know.
And then all I have to say is if you find out that your friends are talking shit, then they're not your friends.
Yeah. Just so don't be friends with people.
We're
like
just, yeah.
Plain
we're,
and simple.
We're in 2025 and the vibe of 2025 is we're cutting out people who we shitty find out people. Talk shit about us.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Exactly. Because, that person obviously doesn't have your best interest or else they'd be coming to you.
Yeah.
So, crazy.
Yeah. Okay. No one talks about how miserable the first trimester is and how guilty it feels to complain about being sick when pregnant. How do you all do this more than once? And girl, if you need someone to talk about how miserable the first trimester of pregnancy is, if you need someone to talk about how miserable the entirety of pregnancy is, then I'm your girl. I will tell you how much I hate pregnancy. And I don't feel guilty for complaining about how much I hated pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I, you know how they say like people, like women forget like how miserable being pregnant was. I will never forget how miserable I was being pregnant.
After every kid, I was like, I'll never do that again.
And I'm so sorry. Like it is miserable. It is hard. And it is one of those things you just have to like white knuckle through, but just know like you will come out on the other end one day and maybe you won't forget how miserable it was, but you will know that you're strong enough to do it again if you desire it. Yeah. So,
yeah. And I still feel like, I mean, you can still be like sensitive and like read the room. Like if there's someone that you feel like maybe you shouldn't complain in front about that time, like I'm sure there's other people you can complain with. Like I always feel like, I don't know, like you can still be sensitive and read the room, but like if you're feeling guilt about it, I don't know. I just feel like you have every right to feel whatever feelings you feel about it when you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like whatever you're feeling is valid. If you hate your entire pregnancy, same.
Yeah. Just say it.
Like, yeah.
And a good percentage of women will agree with you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. More than not. So
we are wishing you the best. It is hard, but you will get through it.
Yes. Okay. Ooh, I'm on my period, full of rage and complaints. Family, always. Never-ending winter. Yes. Dirty floorboards. Who invented them? Why can't the wall just go to the floor? Who decided I needed an extra centimeter surface to clean? My parents being dicks to my kids. Husband's glitchy brain. This is such a funny
submission. I love
submission.
It.
So funny.
Yeah, you're like, same.
Yeah, the period, same. Family always kills me. The never-ending winter. I am so excited for spring.
I know.
The pump fake of the 60-degree weather this last week was tragic. Like
it just is like this in Utah, like, until June.
Yeah.
Like, we just, our closets are full because we're having our winter and our summer clothes out.
Yes.
And it's just, it truly is never ending. And it gives you these little teases and then it goes back to being freezing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
And you know what? The floorboards is annoying. I have seen, that's annoying. I've seen, it's like kind of trendy now to like not have floorboards and it looks super cute.
I've never even seen that. I need to look.
So we're all just like taking our floorboards out in 2025.
Honestly,
one less thing to clean.
Do it.
Love that energy. My parents being dicks to my kids. I just want more info.
I
want you to elaborate. If your parents are being dicks to your kids, just like don't bring your kids around them anymore.
Yeah. Because I just think being a grandparent is such a privilege.
Such a privilege.
And if they're not taking that privilege with the highest level of care, then they can respectfully get out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I just think with my kids, like, I just really think anyone who has a relationship with them is so lucky.
So lucky.
And if they're not treating them with absolute care, then they can fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
And they will just not be allowed in their lives.
Especially a grandparent.
Like, yeah. And that's the thing. Kids are going to experience, like, loneliness, like, people, like, bullying to some degree, not feeling accepted, et cetera, at school, in their social situations. Like, they don't need to be feeling that from a grandparent.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Their role is to love them unconditionally.
Yeah.
They can't do that. They can see themselves out.
For the, like, what, 5 hours they see them
exactly.
a week.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And then husband's glitchy brain. No notes there. I just, you know, we're all in this together. We're all just surviving.
Truly. Yeah. Ditto. Okay. Ditto.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk is all it says. And you know what? Here on the Two Blondes One Pod podcast, we opt out of speaking about politics.
Yeah.
But just know we probably feel the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's where we're going to leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving on. My psycho stepdad and sister-in-law, and this is where I need you guys to elaborate more. What about them? Why is your stepdad psycho? Why is your sister-in-law, you know, psycho?
Yeah.
Would love to know details.
Yeah, I feel like obviously we don't know the details, but I mean, I just think family can be, it can be hard. And like, I don't know, I just, all the dynamics, all the different personalities, family obligations, it can all be so hard. So whatever you're experiencing with that, I think it's more common than not that people have family struggles, whether it's with in-laws, their own family, all of the above. Mm-hmm. It's just hard. It's like a really, I don't know, especially as an adult when you're like stepping into your own family, your own life, your own values. Like sometimes you just don't have the tolerance for people anymore.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
So
my tolerance is getting
lower and lower.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. By the day, honestly.
Same.
Okay. How there's no family parking at Costco or anywhere, mostly Costco. What is family parking?
I think it's like, okay, so you have your accessible parking. And then I do think there are places like, I mean, I've seen places for like pregnant women.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they have parking for that. And then I also think they have like family parking in certain places. I've never seen it in Utah because it would be the whole fucking parking lot.
The whole parking lot.
Like you literally couldn't do it in Utah. Like you That's literally so true. Couldn't. Yeah. Everyone would be just, I mean, it'd have to be the whole lot. So wouldn't work here. But I mean, it's just parking at Costco is always an interesting experience. Yeah. So yeah,
that's, I get it.
Yeah. It wouldn't work in Utah, but wherever you live, you should sign a petition for that because I could be on board.
Yeah. Same. Didn't even know that existed. Okay. Co-parenting is genuinely the worst, hardest thing I've ever done. And I'm about done with it. And here is what I will say. And I say all the time to my friends who have to co-parent, or who are like step parents, you know, anyone in that position. And I just think it takes a very special person to be able to like play those roles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you just have to have like a level of patience that I just don't know that I'm capable of. And so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and I totally think that that would be super hard. I think some people luck out and have really great co-parenting relationships. And then I know that some people just absolutely do not. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So hard. It's hard on everyone.
Yeah. I'm so fed up with being overweight and with myself for not doing anything about it at the same time. Mm. I mean, I get it. I think it comes to a point where you get so fed up that you do something about it. You know what I mean? Like that's the only way you actually end up having the motivation.
And you're the only person that can.
Yeah. I mean, you're the only person that's going to take yourself there. So no one else is going to do it for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it, but
I get it too.
You're probably pretty close to doing something about it.
I think so too. Yeah.
If you're super fed up. So yeah. The fact that Wicked didn't win Best Picture at the Oscars. What? Yeah. Like we said, talking about the Oscars, I just think Wicked, like, so obviously, like, could have won the Oscars and everyone would have been so happy, but it's, like, too mainstream. It's too predictable for the Oscars. I do think that, like, it was kind of ridiculous that they had Cynthia Erivo and how do you say her freaking last name?
Erivo.
Anyway, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande open the Oscars with Wicked.
I know.
And then like for them to not win it, it's just kind of like, okay, so you're going to get everyone excited with what you know the people want.
Right.
And then you're not going to give them Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress or Best Picture. You know what I mean? So, I mean, totally agree with you. I think like it would have been such an obvious choice,
right?
But you know, we need to have more of an indie film win.
Yeah
So I get it. My in-laws bug. Again, need more context, but in-laws are hard.
Yeah,
point blank period.
Yeah,
so
it's like hard enough like with your own family dynamics, but it's like you grew up with that, you're like used to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's easier to like remedy, but it's challenging when you're trying to do that with like another family that you don't have those same like attachments to. And yeah, it can be so hard. But I would just say have very, very strong boundaries. Mm-hmm. And your partner needs to be very supportive of those boundaries. And if they can't be, then gotta go to therapy or something, because your happiness should be the most important. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, let's see. My neighbors who won't pick up their stinking dog poop even after multiple fines from the city. They found out we turned them in, so now they won't allow their girls to play with my daughter. They give us the stink eye at church and tell everyone how terrible we are. And the husband stands on the back porch and points his BB gun at our house. We are backyard neighbors. Are we calling the cops?
That's just so crazy.
So sorry. That's not the BB gun.
Crazy. I mean, if my neighbors had like an issue with something that I was doing, I would appreciate if they would like talk to me first. So I don't know if you like talked to them first about it or if they were like really blindsided by you turning them in. But regardless of that, they are being so immature by like not letting your girls play, which it sounds like they were friends before, and then like giving you dirty looks at church of all places, and then pointing the BB gun at your house. Like, that is threatening.
Yeah.
I would feel very threatened by that, even though it's a BB gun. I would be like, you're not pointing any sort of anything at my house.
I don't care what kind of gun it is.
Like, we're not pointing. Goodbye. So definitely file that police report. That's psychotic. And they need to pick up their freaking dog poop.
Yeah.
If everyone in the neighborhood can smell it to the point where people are, the city has literally fined them for it. Like, don't have dogs.
So true. Jeez. The multiple fines from the city.
Like, crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. It's like so irritating.
I'm so sorry.
Someone making their problem your problems. Mm-hmm. So annoying.
So annoying. No, we're not pointing anything at my house.
Absolutely not. You're going to get something way worse pointed back at you. I can tell you that right now. Or Haley banging on your door. That's the last thing you need.
Haley can be scary. That would be terrifying.
Truly.
Okay. This one just says husband's eye roll emoji. And like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winky winky.
Yeah, we get it.
We get it.
We get you.
It is so funny. When Vince got back from his deployment, like the first 2 weeks, I just like could see no wrong in anything he was doing. And then like slowly, I'd be like, man, I forgot what it's like to have another person shit around here. Mm-hmm. Like, I just forgot what it's like to like walk into my bathroom and like see pajamas sitting up on the counter instead of like in a hamper. So you annoying. Know what I mean? It's like you just like,
yeah,
you learn, you live with your own bad habits mm-hmm. for a year and you're like fine with your own bad habits. But then it's like they come in with their bad habits and you're like, that is so inconvenient or unconvenient for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In or un?
Inconvenient.
Wow. I am struggling tonight, you guys. So inconvenient for me. So it's just kind of funny because yeah. I do a really annoying shit too. But it's like, I don't know, for whatever reasons, when husbands do it, I'm like, you just aren't thinking.
No. Yeah.
Not using the brain.
Could never be us. We are perfect. Yeah.
So funny.
We are perfect. Okay, this is our last one, and it just says 2025 has been a doozy so far, and I think it has been for a lot of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just, yeah.
Maybe I'm just like in a special place because
I like, personally feel like it's been okay
yeah.
for me.
I think we got our husbands back in January. So that was like a really good start to the year. Like, can't really top that. Mm-hmm. And then February just went by so fast that I'm like, I don't even know what happened in February. Like, genuinely.
Dude, February was,
I mean, like that. I don't know for you. Like, Ivy broke her leg. So that is kind of doozy vibes. But
yeah,
it's just like, I don't know. The year has gone by personally so fast for me that I haven't even like, I haven't been doozied yet. But yeah, I'm really knock sorry. Wood, it's been yeah. a doozy. It's not fun when it's like March and you're like, this year has been shit.
I know.
You know?
Well, I hope it turns around for you.
I do too.
Yeah. Hopefully with the warmer weather coming.
Yes.
Better things are to come. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it for our submissions. So thank you to everyone who submitted and vented and complained about something. We always need to get things off our chest. Yes. So.
And feel free next time to elaborate. You can send us multiple messages. We love it. Mm-hmm. Anything you're willing to share.
Yeah, you can so also, we never post this in our stories when we ask for submissions, but you can also email us.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. So if you want to send like a longer, more detailed story, you can also email us. Yeah, we're at twoblondesonepod@gmail.com. So yeah, we'll have to remember to include that as well. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening today. We hope that you guys have a great week and a good start to your March. And we will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.